sea, while another said, "No, we have given man such creativity and such an imagination that some day he will invent a machine that will penetrate the depths of the ocean." And yet another one of the gods suggested that man's divinity be hid in the ground, for surely he would not discover it there. But one of the wise gods said, "No, man will bore even through the earth and discover his divinity." So after much discussion, they all agreed that the best place to hide man's divinity, the place where he would be least likely to look for it, would be deep within man himself. For they said he will always be looking outside himself. He will never think that the thing he is looking for, he already has. And so they hid man's divinity at the very center of his own being, and left him alone to discover it. But always, there was the urge within him, a feeling that there is something still undiscovered, something that could make everything right if he knew how to find it and use it. It was this divine thing within him that Jesus discovered, his intimate and individual relationship to the living Spirit. It was this that gave him the power he had, and all the miracles he performed and all the wonderful signs that followed his life were evidence enough that he had laid hold of